WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Days from Thanksgiving, more food recalls because of E. coli concerns, says ABC's Alex Perez.
The latest recall involving 167,000 pounds of ground beef, fresh and frozen, possibly contaminated with E. coli. The meat shipped to restaurants around the country from the Detroit-based Wolverine Packing Company. Health officials say at least 15 patients who ate at various restaurants have been sickened in Minnesota, including two who were hospitalized.
And the organic carrot recall expanded to other Grimsway Farms bags sold under Good & Gather, Bunny Love, and the Cal Organic brand names. President-elect Trump announced several cabinet picks late Friday, including his pick for Treasury Secretary, billionaire hedge fund executive Scott Bessent. Major storm slamming both coasts, responsible for over 100,000 power outages and more than 1,400 flight delays today. This is ABC News. The Education Board in Texas voted to incorporate Bible lessons in public schools next school year. ABC's Mireya Villarreal has details from McAllen, Texas.
The Texas Board of Education approving a controversial new curriculum that allows Bible teachings in public elementary schools.
8 yes, 7 no.
8-7, the motion passes.
The curriculum, set to roll out next August, includes both biblical and Christian stories in reading and language arts textbooks for 2.3 million students in kindergarten to fifth grade. While schools can opt out, those that adopt the new lesson plans stand to receive at least $40 per student in state funding.
The owners of a Colorado funeral home let almost 190 bodies decay and gave grieving families fake ashes while they spent extravagantly on personal items pleaded guilty to corpse abuse. John Halford will receive 20 years in prison. Carrie Halford, under the deal, will be sentenced to 15 to 20. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwoodlin Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 38 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy and quiet conditions, a high of 41. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 31. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with a high of 46. After a low this morning of 33, we're up to 38 degrees.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select new Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920 with high quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Good afternoon. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting stronger vaccination numbers as the peak season for respiratory viruses arrives. According to DHS officials, slightly more Wisconsin residents have been vaccinated for the flu and COVID this year. The overall increase may not be much, but it is a positive development after seeing a decrease in vaccination rates across the state in recent years. Health officials are advising more residents to get their vaccinations as outbreaks of COVID and the flu begin to pop up across the state. It's opening day of the 9-day gun deer season. Conservation Warden Cody Adams says there aren't a lot of changes in the regulations.
One of the main ones that's new this year is that air guns are now legal for the pursuit of white-tailed deer under a firearm deer license. Air bows, we've had some questions. They do make an air bow. That is still illegal. You cannot use an air bow. But for hunters who maybe in the past were not able to possess a firearm, an air gun is not considered a firearm in the state of Wisconsin. And an air gun is now legal to harvest game. So that's one of the changes that we're seeing this year. And then the only other change also is junior antlerless harvest authorizations are valid any land type anywhere in the state. So all kids will be given an antlerless tag and they can be used on private land or public land anywhere in the state. So those are really the only two changes we have for the deer season this year.
It's important for all hunters to do their part and keep Wisconsin a safe place to hunt.
Unfortunately, we've had a handful of people who were shot who are walking their dogs. You know, again, those four rules of firearm safety, if every one of those rules are followed, it's impossible to be responsible for a hunting accident. A quick refresher on those, the acronym that we use is TABK. Treat every firearm as if it were loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be sure of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. If every one of those are followed, you will not be responsible for a hunting accident.
Additionally, anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. Adams praises hunter safety instructors for their efforts in making hunting safety a priority.
Hats off to all of our hunter safety instructors throughout the state. You know, last year we didn't have a single hunting fatality. I think the year before that, 2023, there was one. And when you look, we have around 600,000 licensed hunters in the state of Wisconsin, and we don't have a single hunting fatality last year. You know, that's pretty good.
Learn more about safe hunting in Wisconsin and register to take a hunter education course on the DNR's Outdoor Skills webpage. The first day of the annual gun deer season brings with it a number of other activities to kick off the holiday season. Some of the activities today include the Clyde Community Center annual rummage sale going until 2. A light lunch is available along with free coffee all day. Partners of the Richland Hospital and Clinics is hosting a holiday gift fair in the lobby shop until 3. The original Fall Craft Fair is being held until 3 at the Richland Center Intermediate School. This has become an annual Grace fundraiser and includes crafters and vendors. Hot turkey sandwiches and much more are also available for purchase. The Holiday Makers Market is being held at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center until 3. The Holiday Market features handmade makers from southern Wisconsin with a wide variety of unique items. Lunch is available to purchase from the Richland Center Lions Club. And the Richland Center High School Pep Club is hosting its annual craft fair at the high school. Santa and the Grinch are also available for pictures. If you're looking for something fun to do or a good hot meal following a day of hunting, they are available in Richland Center. Simon's Recreation Complex will host a pool party this afternoon from 1 to 4. There will be music, popcorn, and water raft inflatables. Admission is free for Simon's members, $5 for non-members. Pizza slices will also be available for sale. And the Lighthouse Chapel in Richland Center will be serving a carry-out Thanksgiving meal today from 4 to 6, free of charge. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center. At 12:11, DATCAP warns of fake military service scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Are you looking for the area's go-to spot for great food? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City has you covered. Friday night fish fry with fresh salad bar, homemade soups, roasted chicken and shrimp. Hungry at lunch? Stop in for soup and sandwich specials or the famous hash burger. Prime rib on Saturday night, it's Turbo's in Hub City, where you'll never leave hungry.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
It's 39 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:13. Scammers will go to any length to obtain personal information and money from an unsuspecting individual. With today's technology, the scammer has the ability to pretend they are someone that can be trusted. They even go as far as pretending to be a military service member. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
No matter their exact scheme, scammers impersonate military service members to create this plausible deniability for themselves. And over the past few years, the new technologies like deepfakes, artificial intelligence or AI, and voice cloning have made it possible for online scammers to convincingly impersonate a real person or invent a totally fake identity for themselves. And many consumers know not to trust someone who refuses to meet in real life. But with the military, there are real circumstances that really do make it impossible to meet. So consumers in these circumstances where they could be connected to a military service member, be cautious to protect themselves that some scammer isn't coming in and impersonating that military individual.
As with any scam, there are red flags to watch out for.
Some of the red flags are some of the things that the scammer would say, both directly or indirectly. You know, they could say that they can't access their bank account right now, but that they need money, that they want to meet you in person, but there's a fee to request time off, traveling back to the U.S. is expensive and they ask you to help them buy a plane ticket, asking you to hold on to a package if they ship it to you. So they ask for your address, saying that they owe money to a commanding officer. So can you help them with that? Lots of different reasons to get your personal information or to get you to make a payment to them would be a red flag. All of these are ways that they could acquire that.
There are ways to know if the person contacting you is an actual military service member or a scammer, according to Reinen.
Know that real service members will not ask a civilian to sign military paperwork. There are no fees for a service member to take time off or retire, and no commanding officer will contact you to demand money or gift cards. You know, we know real soldiers' deployments can last 1 to 2 years, but a scammer will try and keep their scheme going as long as possible. So never send money to someone you've not met and cannot verify with certainty that they are real and a trustworthy person. We don't want these scammers to harm individual consumers, and we certainly don't want them to harm the reputation of our military service members.
Scammers will go to any lengths to get personal information, including going as low as pretending to be a military service member.
They're going to take every opportunity to follow those headlines or follow our current events or situations where they can manipulate someone. And so, yeah, pretty low in this case.
If you have been contacted or scammed by a fake military service member, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A sheriff says a Wisconsin man who faked his own drowning this summer so he could abandon his wife and 3 children is in Eastern Europe, but is not committed to returning home. The Green Lake County Sheriff said Thursday that Ryan Borgward has been communicating with authorities since November 11th and even described how he did it. The sheriff showed a video that Borgward sent police that day from an undisclosed location. The sheriff says no criminal charges have been filed. He does not believe they will be necessary while authorities keep pulling at his heartstrings to return home. About 50 Wisconsinites have been scammed out of millions after being told their bank account was hacked and instructed to invest in gold. 49 people have been reported the scam to the FBI. The thieves had stolen about $13 million. That's an average of $250,000 per person. It all starts with a phone call. The scammers say your bank account has been hacked and you need to buy gold instead. Then, once the person has all that gold, the person on the phone tells them it's better to store it so it's protected. A courier comes to pick up those gold bars, and the person never hears from them again. One woman talked to a Milwaukee TV station and showed her receipt. She lost $433,000. That was her life savings for retirement. The scammers first contacted her pretending to be Apple, saying her IP address was stolen. Authorities have arrested 2 scammers who posed as couriers, the ones who picked up the gold. The FBI believes these schemes originated overseas. Older people were targeted because they have more savings. Officials say if you get a call from anybody claiming to be your bank, look up their phone number from a legitimate source, like on your statement or bank's website. Just make sure it actually is their website in the URL. Use that legitimate number and see if they were the ones who called you. The FBI says most of the time it's an attempted scam. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com. www.ArizonaCal.com. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Today is Saturday, November 23rd. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died November 12th. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show for Dauber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dobson is survived by his daughter, Geraldyn and Dave Bartnick of Lodi, a son, Bob Dobson of Muscadet, a granddaughter, a brother, Daniel and Joan Dobson, nieces and nephews and friends. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday, November 30th at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, Rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers is survived by his parents, Mark and Shelley Chambers, two sisters, Leah and Lauren, two international brothers, Jiao and Bonini, his grandparents, Jim and Diane Chambers, aunts, uncles, and numerous cousins, extended family, and friends. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 20th at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday, December 20th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eva Schilling is survived by three nieces, Beth, Peggy, and Julie, and two nephews, Bob and Jack. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction located between Dodgeville and Spring Green is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Attention, valued patients. As 2025 approaches, you may start receiving notices about insurance updates and changes to Medicare Part D. We're your medication cost experts, and Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you. Schedule an appointment today with them to review your options and concerns. They will work with you, your doctor, and your care plan to ensure you've got the best coverage. Call today and set up your Medicare review with Center and Boscobel Pharmacies.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Lionel and Joanne Baxter. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it's a typical November day across the Badger State with plenty of cloud cover, relatively light winds, and cool temperatures, but actually a degree or two above normal still for most spots. Nothing major coming up in the forecast over the next 5 to 7 days, no major storms, but some light precipitation is possible late Sunday into Monday with a weak system coming in from the west. That would start in the form of drizzle or very light showers, transitioning to snow from the northwest, and the best chance of picking up an inch or two of snow will be in the far northern part of the state, probably just a trace around here. Behind that, some gusty northwest to west winds will blow in much cooler weather as we get into Tuesday. That chillier weather will stick around right through Thanksgiving weekend and beyond, a winter-like stretch in terms of temperatures, but still not a whole lot of snow here, probably a few flakes from time to time, and of course up in the Lake Superior and Lake Michigan snow belts, there'll be a better chance of some heavier snow showers. That forecast now for the rest of today, generally mostly cloudy and quiet, high near 41 degrees. West wind close to 5 miles an hour. Tonight mostly cloudy, low 31. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and warmer with a high of 46. The wind southeast up to 5. Sunday night cloudy with a chance of patchy drizzle and fog, low in the mid 30s. For Monday, cloudy with some drizzle or scattered light rain showers possible. That could turn to some flurries by late afternoon. High near 41, then falling into the 30s during the afternoon with gusty northwest winds. Heading into Tuesday, blustery with partly cloudy sky, low 19, the high 33, the wind chills hovering in the low 30s. For Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, pretty good travel weather, just a chance of a flurry for the second part of the day, low 18 with a high of 33. Thanksgiving, mostly cloudy, slight chance of flurries, low 18, high of 31. Friday, partly sunny, maybe a flurry, high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a cloudy 39 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 40, our low this morning was 33. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 39. The record high for this date set in 1931 is 63 degrees. The record low 4 below was set in 1989. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 25. Sunset tonight will be at 4:31 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:06. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northeast winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down slightly to 30.12 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 39 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Don't miss the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Get a sofa love seat set for only $699.99 or save up to $500 with their Black Friday coupons. Plus, all home decor and accessories is 25% off. And don't forget to check out the new products from FlexSteel and the highly rated Nectar mattresses. Shop the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Oh,
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. How are we doing today? That was France Jolie with Come to Me, song from late 1979, just barely snuck in on our 70s list another month later, and I wouldn't have been able to play that, silly Trisifer. How's everyone doing today? Hope you're having a great Saturday afternoon as our Retro Saturdays kicks off. This is a band called New York City, yes, honestly, and they're singing I'm Doing Fine Now.
Remember the day you up and left? I nearly cried myself to death.
Oh yeah.
And then I met someone else. She made me stop and get a hold of myself. Oh girl, I'm doing fine now.
Chasing all the girls, they can't resist your smile. Oh, they long for Dandy, Dandy, chatting up the ladies, tickling the fancy, pouring out your charms to meet your own demands, and you turn it off at will. Oh, they long for Dandy, Dandy, knocking on the back door, climbing through the window. Happy's gone away, and while the cat's away, the mice are gonna play. You low down dandy, 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 dandy. You know you're moving much too fast, and dandy, you know you can't escape the bus. Look around you and see the people settle down, and when you're old and grey you will remember what they said. The two girls are too many, three's a crowd, and four you're dead. Oh, dandy, dandy,
When you gonna give up? How you feeling old now? You always will be free, and you need no sympathy. A bachelor you will stay, and Andy, you're alright. You're alright. You're alright. You're alright.
Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits with Dandy. Here's a little Johnny Rivers this Saturday afternoon. This is Seventh Son.
Everybody talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. Seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. That will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. My one to call the seventh son. I'm the one. Hey, hey, I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one, baby. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son.
Seventh son. Oh, look at there. Here she comes. Here comes that girl again. Wanted to meet her since I don't know when. But she don't notice me when I pass. She goes with older guys, come out of my class. But that didn't stop me from thinking to myself. She's your fine looking man. She's something else. Hey, look at there. Across the street. Fine-looking, man. It's something else. Hey, looky here. Just wait and see. Work hard and save my dough. I'll buy that car that I've been wanting so. Get me that girl and we'll go riding around. You'll look real sharp with a white top down. I'll keep right on a-dreaming and a-thinking to myself. When it all comes true, man, wow, that's something else. What's all this? Never thought I'd do this before.
Eddie Cochran, he's singing about a girl that's something else. All right, it's time to take our first commercial break of the afternoon. Thanks so much to the sponsors of this program, Saturdays with Simo. I want to thank Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental. Thank you very much for sponsoring the show. So we will take a few minutes here, some of their kind words, and return to hear a little bit of Jerry Lee Lewis right after these messages. Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
How important is family support and affection to you? It's a basic need and most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Here at Harvest, we have caregivers who've been with us since 1995. A couple of them even live among our residents. So beyond caring for the elderly, they have the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly, an unusually strong family bond with the folks they serve. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
Get ready for one great song after another on this edition of Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shield. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. My nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Oh, like a love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you my man? And I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, so bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, run crazy. Great balls of fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis with Great Balls of Fire. Welcome back. Heather likes bread, so we're going to play a little bit of bread. This is Aubrey.
And Aubrey was her name, a not so very ordinary girl or name, but who's to blame for a love that wouldn't bloom, for the hearts that never played in tune? Like a lovely melody that everyone can sing, take away the words that rhyme, it doesn't mean a thing. And Aubrey was her name. We tripped the light and danced together to the moon. But where was June? No, it never came around. If it did, it never made a sound. Maybe I was absent or was listening too fast, catching all the words, but then the meaning going past. God, I miss the girl, and I'd go a thousand times around the world just to be closer to her name. I never knew her, but I loved her just the same. I loved her name. Wish that I had found the way and the reasons that would make her stay. I have learned to lead a life apart from all the rest. I can't have the one I want, I'll do without the best. How I miss the girl, and I'd go
that highway in the sky. This is for all the single people.
America with Lonely People. Here's some Louis Armstrong. Beautiful song. This is What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more.